Welcome everybody to the best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. My name is Nick Tibusek, and with me there is the only Don in the world, Mr. Don Radobosic.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's me sitting in Vienna, and Rado is sitting in the gym in Munich. How's it going down there in the gym?
It's well, it's not so busy. It's the early morning. Was just one session up until now, but the afternoon it's gonna be a lot of people coming in, and it's super interesting to see. Like, even though the situation with COVID isn't quite good here in Germany, I don't know how it is in Austria, but our cases are going up. With the regulations being more strict, obviously you expect to have less people coming in, but it's like the complete opposite. You know, we actually have this huge income of people, both in like PT and also group trainings, which you can expect from January on for New Year's, you know, but it's November and it's happening. So I can only imagine what's going to be in January. It's going to be a shock.
Yeah.
Positive shock for sure.
But it's a positive thing, as I think that comes a little bit from a lot of people are a little bit more aware of how important it is to train for their health. And I think a lot of people getting aware of how important it is to learn all that stuff, especially in the beginning, in a proper way. As it's super interesting. We started this conversation a little earlier before we started recording, and we decided to get into the topic of actually how it's, I can't really say what's the topic because it's a little bit more a chatting in between the two of us, letting the other persons having an insight of how we view training and how important it is to have the basics done in a proper way, and how easy training actually is, and where this can actually go. As you were telling about the way you train the clients right now, and maybe you can just go into that a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all of my clients are gen pop clients, general population, and you know, like, there are certain expectations as a client coming into training, and with all the fancy stuff you see around, a lot of people actually struggle to make the first step because they're afraid that all of that is just going to be too overwhelming because it seems so complex, you know. But the people who do make the step, I really try and base myself off of basics and, you know, just have the basic patterns. And if you have that, you basically tackle the whole body. We've talked about it in one of our podcasts in the past, you know, the big six, having some deadlifts, having some squatting patterns, upper body push and pull, both vertical and horizontal. You do that, maybe do some isolation work or some core work if needed, and you pretty much have a good workout. You know, of course, the exercise selection is going to depend on an individual, but that's like the big picture, which is pretty much consistent and the same for most people. And doing that with people over the course of a couple of months, like, I've had several clients tell me, like, I didn't know that training is this simple. You know, because they expected it to be this very popular functional training thing where you have like tons of equipment for just one exercise, and the coordination aspect of things tends to take away from the strength and muscle building goals that you have. And that's just the idea of doing that. Like, I don't know, a single leg lunge, overhead press on a Bosu ball, you know, with the reverse kettlebell position, you know, like, of course, that's going to be scary for someone coming into training first, you know? So it's no wonder. And yeah, just reply, of course, it's simple, but it's not easy. You know, we still train hard and the results will come.
Yeah, and that, I think that's the point for most people, that training is actually pretty simple, but it's just not easy. But you don't want it to be easy because
you don't want it to be easy. Yeah.
No, nobody wants an easy session. Why should I? I mean, that's whatever time frame you take for that. If it's 1 hour or 3 hours, how much you dedicate to it, I don't care. But in the end, a session should never be completely easy. I mean, there are lighter sessions and there are maybe some heavier sessions for those who are more dedicated into that. But especially for those who are not so much into training, especially for beginners, I would say it's the short but hard sessions, and that's important. Take an hour of your of your day out for training. Take it seriously and go for it. I think that that's the most important task that we have to bring in, especially for beginners at that point.
Exactly. Like I've trained, like my trainings were always right around 2 hours, and I was always of the thinking that just 1 hour is not enough for training. But since I started working here, it's been just amazing for me to see how much you can actually do in 1 hour.
Yeah.
If you plan properly, and if you just make the most both out of your exercises and out of your rest times. Because when you're in the gym by yourself, you know, like it's really easy to get indulged into using your cell phone all too often, you know, just scrolling through social media, and we tend to underestimate how much time that takes away. And also, of course, the focus from the workout itself. So like people here that come, of course, they are under my supervision, I'm there, and there's a certain amount of pressure, you know, that because I'm there, you won't be taking your phone, of course, because of that. And because, you know, it's just 1 hour and you're limited in that way, you just want to make the most out of it. So like, I haven't had one person who had an issue with just working out for 1 hour. Like I've been managing to get great workouts in, effective workouts in, sometimes even like in less time, people were just done, dead, you know? It's just how you plan and how you execute.
That's what we are preaching for such a long time now, for also for the online coaching that we are providing for people. It's like when you plan out things in a good way, that's the most important part right there. Just schedule things. It's like what you do for your day. Schedule the day and that's it. I mean, I have my appointments and I do have my flexible times during the day, but mostly I do have my appointments. I do this and that and at that time, blah, 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 and then I'm done. So that's the most important part to understand for most people. It's crazy what I see a lot. When people go to the gym and they have absolutely no clue what they're going to do today, and they just go in there, and this is especially for beginners. They just go there. Oh, what can I do today? Oh, today is a pushing day. When they have at least some kind of split in their head, it's super interesting to see that stuff. Because you know, I really hate to say that, but you know, I'm in the fitness bubble, in a very hard fitness bubble. I have been in that for a few years now, and I'm now in a new relationship for pretty much a year now, and she's not coming from the fitness bubble, and that's super interesting to see from my point of view, because she's doing fitness, what the people call fitness, but she is always like, yeah, I'm not training like you guys. And I'm like, what do you mean by I'm not training like you guys? Yeah, I'm not so into it. I don't have the big goals on stuff like that. And I was like, well, how does training look for you? Like, yeah, I'm just going there and I'm just trying stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm going to give you a structure to you, and I'm not going to coach you, because that's something I learned from the past. I don't want to coach my partner anymore. I don't do that. But I gave a kind of structure, like you said in the beginning, like the big six. And if you have that for a person, they train completely different. They train for, it just changed the mind into, well, then I have my structure. This is what I do today. I'm going to do, I don't know, let's have a push day, back squats, OHP, maybe a horizontal pushing. And then we're good to go. Like, maybe 3 to 5 or 6 exercises a day, easy, you're done in an hour.
Yeah.
And it changes everything. It changes the mindset of the people. She's having fun learning a chin-up and stuff like that. And it's super interesting to see for me how much that can change in the mindset through training, you know, as for me, it was always like, yeah, we do it like that, because it was so normal for me in my fitness bubble. But when I went into that, all right, there can be actually a structure for people, and it helps them so much. I immediately understood what is actually something that is missing for most people when it comes to training, is having a proper structure of training. And that's not even a periodization or something, it's just a structure. do this this amount of exercises on your first training day, do these exercises on your second, and do these exercises on your third day. And that's the structure. You keep it like that, exactly the same things for like the next 4 weeks. You're doing exactly the same things. You're just going to get better at it. It's so interesting to see.
Exactly. To kind of piggyback on that, it's been a real challenge for me sometimes to, you know, give a person the same workout we did a week ago. Because you always kind of, you know, I think certain clients expect, you know, to have some variety in there, to work out, to always to be fun and new and learn new things. But you kind of have to stray away from this fun side of things if you really want to be effective and efficient on your way to your goals. You know, you just have to follow a certain plan and execute and repeat. Even though that idea might seem dull and boring, it's the way things work in the strength training world, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been like, you know, explaining to people, okay, we're going to follow this plan in a course of 4 weeks. And then after that, we're going to see what results we have. And if needed, we're going to change something. And most people are actually fine with that. You know, they like that idea. They say, I trust you, you know, we just go through it and follow it. And I think explaining that and elaborating why that is so important is a big aspect that's going to just motivate people a lot more to just stick to the plan.
Yeah. And I think that that's the most important part that we have to keep in mind. I mean, why do we train? I mean, when I look back into why did I start training? I wanted a certain amount of results. I wanted to, I don't know, let's say look better. I think for me in the beginning, it was learning a pull-up. That was super important to me because I wanted to learn a pull-up. And when I always switch up things, I'm probably not coming there. And if we have that in mind, that most people do want to have a certain result. And if you explain to him, hey, when we do that, we're going to have the results in amount X of time. And everybody's happy about that. People want that structure. And that's so important. Especially for people who are in the personal training thing, so many people just switch up things all the time. And this is why you don't get the results. Just keep the structure. It's super interesting because you have the same thing for work. Do the same things over and over again, and you're going to have the result for a project. It's the same thing. And you do that in training as well. And when you do that in training, you can do it in the job or in business, wherever you are. Whatever you do repeatedly, you're going to get better at it.
Exactly. It's exactly the thing we said at the start. It's simple, but it's not easy. You know, like, repeat. It sounds great. Like, by doing that, you're going to achieve your goal, but it's hard sometimes, you know, there's so many times where, you know, I know it myself, like I just wanted to give up and do something else because that idea seems more fun, but then you kind of want to remind yourself of the direction you want to go to. And then you get back to your journey and continue it. Yeah. And I think like together with the structure, what's really important is just this direction that you said and having clear goals, which is something that a lot of people have no idea of. You know, a lot of people just like, you know, have these general goals. I'd like to, you know, I don't know, I'd like to lose weight, I'd like to get stronger. Sure, it's fine, you know, that's good. But if you are more specific and if you try and elaborate on your goal as much as you can and really have it in a clear way, both with specific numbers, with measurements and everything, and also time frame. Like doing that is going to make the journey so much more enjoyable and plannable, you know, because you're going to know, okay, these are the necessary steps that I need to take in order to get myself up to that point. Because if you tell yourself, I want to get stronger, like you can do that in a matter of one session, you know, you're going to get stronger from one session to the other. That's it. That's your goal. Now you're done. So, you know, try and set goals, clear goals, more specific goals. I think that's really important. To just also keep all the motivation, even though that's a kind of a tricky word, to keep the motivation at a consistent level.
Absolutely. And it's super interesting because for our online coaching, when we have people, I'm in touch with them, I'm writing a little bit text messages there on Instagram or something, if they got in touch with me on there. By the way, my name is Nick_Tibu there. Get in touch with me. it's so important that we get into this. Why do people have not a big goal or something? It's most of the time because they didn't even thought about it. And I'm chatting with them and I'm just like, well, just let me know, what do you find cool? What do you like? And then they're like, well, I found the ring muscle up looks so cool. And I'm like, well, that's a goal. So where you at right now? Yeah, I can't do a pull-up. So what can you do? Yeah, well, I can do some ring rows. And I'm like, well, then go on with ring rows, learn a pull-up, learn a few pull-ups, and then go from there learning a ring muscle up. You know, you have that bigger goal, but people don't understand that to reach a big goal, you have to reach certain smaller goals for that. And on the other hand, we have the same thing here. In the world that I personally live in, a ring muscle up is not even hard anymore. So it's not a big goal to me because I already achieved it years ago. So for me, the next thing would be maybe a 20 kg ring muscle up, or let's say 10 ring muscle ups or something like that. So it always, there comes the next goal and you can work towards that. So it's important to have goals and to understand I have to hit certain in between goals, and also to understand if you reached a goal, that's not the end of the story. It's just a chapter. You're just gonna go for another goal after that. If you had the ring muscle up, it could be that you say, well, then I had some fun learning the ring muscle up. Let's go for a bodyweight squat. And your body weight is like, I don't know, let's say 80 kg or 70 kg. Or if you're a girl, you're like 55 kg. You say, okay, I want to squat that. Well, then go the way. Learn the goblet squat. Learn how to do a back squat. Go from there. Learn how to put weight on the barbell and how to stabilize yourself, learn the movement in a proper way. And then we add weight and get better at it. And for that, we have to say, you just have to repeat the stuff that you're doing. And what we usually do in the coaching, and I think it doesn't matter if this is online coaching or in a personal training session, we just help you doing that better. How to be more effective at that? How to reach that faster? Because most of the time, I mean, that's something that I learned, and that's something you probably learned as well. When you do it alone, it just takes longer time, and you do so many mistakes you don't have to do. I mean, everybody's always like, yeah, but I want to make my mistakes and learn from it. Yeah, that's amazing. But what if I can tell you about that mistake? You can learn from me to avoid this mistake, to just don't do it, because maybe you just don't need to do it, and you can do the stuff fast, and you also learned that stuff. So that's something people really underestimate, and you do the same thing in school, but you don't realize it. I mean,
yes. I mean, you know, like it's like saying, I want to invent mathematics by myself, you know, and I don't want to go through the process that back in the antique Greece they've done, you know, like just take the easier way and you know, learn it from the teacher.
Yeah, that's it, you know. It's the same thing. I mean, you have to learn physics first before you get a Nobel Prize. You know, there are some rules you have to understand before, and then you can invent something new. That's amazing. I'm completely down with that. But learning in a proper way in the beginning, it just gives you so much more time to develop new things that maybe nobody has done before. And even if you don't do things that nobody has done before, then even then you get to the results so much faster. And that's so interesting to see. how long it takes so many people. I mean, I've led a sports club for like years, calisthenics Wetzlar, and I see so many people struggling there. It's so interesting to me to see that. They having so slow results now that I'm not there anymore. It's so slowly. They're gaining so slowly in strength and muscle mass and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, most people that I coach, I mean, look at Leo.
Yeah.
It took her half a year
to get to
the point where most girls just go. It takes years for them. And I'm like, well, it took her half a year to get there. And she was avoiding so many mistakes. She just got there. And that's so, I love to be the person that who can actually help people with that, because you're gaining so much faster now. And it's not like you're missing out on something if you don't have a coach.
Exactly. That's
super interesting. You're gaining so much more from that. And I can tell you that from experience. I had the same thing. And I think you had the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well. Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't be here where I'm sitting now if I didn't join the coaching. If I didn't join barbell coaching 2 years ago, you know. Just as you said, you know, many people just go into it thinking, I don't need a coach. I want to make my own experience and learn from my mistakes, which, just as you said, is perfectly fine. But I think people underestimate like how much you can take away from being in a coaching, like the sheer experience of the coach himself is so much more valuable probably than the mistake you would do in your own training by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, because the coach has gone through the same process with many, many people, with different individuals from different situations, you know. And this is a lot more data than you on your own by yourself, you know, this single case study that you would have. And you can pick up so many things from, you know, exercise selection, programming, technique, execution. And it's really valuable, you know. It saves up so much frustration. And people, I think, don't appreciate how this lack of frustration that is present in coaching plays a big role, you know, in how someone is dedicated to the process. You know, if someone is frustrated all the time, that's going to directly affect their motivation and the way they approach training. And if you take away this fun, and if you go into sessions like being dull and demotivated, of course you're not going to stay consistent. Of course that's not sustainable over the long term, and sooner or later you're just going to give up on it.
Yeah, and to me is the other part that when I look into what I dream of being in the world, you know, then I'm like, I want people to be strong, because from my point of view, most people are just lacking strength, and it could be so much better. When I look at most people, I mean, when you look into the general population, a lot of people can't do pull-ups. They just can't do pull-ups or can't do 10 pull-ups. And to me, that should be something that's completely normal. Being able to do that, being able to lift body weight with a deadlift or something like that, you know, to have a certain amount of strength to be able to move your body, to move other objects well, and to survive in the end the upcoming zombie apocalypse. that's so important to me, and it's so interesting to see how many people just struggle with such easy tasks. And to me, it was always like, how can we make training and being fit on and in this general meaning of being fit, I mean, just have a certain amount of strength and just that stuff. Yeah. I mean, bringing that to the people in the most easiest way was always, to me, starting with calisthenics, because everybody has a body. We start off with that, and from there, we can develop to weights and stuff like that. And when you're so much into fun with that, you say, okay, I'm going to do a certain other sport, like Olympic weightlifting, like bodybuilding, powerlifting, whatever you want to do. I don't care. Maybe it's weighted calisthenics or freestyle calisthenics. I don't care. Maybe you're more going for health stuff and saying, well, I just like to move and I'm going to do some parkour, or now I have the base and I'm going into, I don't know, I like rowing. Let's go into boat rowing. I don't know. Whatever you like, swimming, running, yeah, it can be anything. But to have a certain amount of understanding for your own body, I think calisthenics is such a good way to develop that. And it's such an easy way, because you start where you're at, right now, where you're at. And the most important part here is to scale down and have the right structure at the beginning and to understand, okay, where I'm at, and where I want to go, and these are the points where I need to go one after another to get where I want to be. And that's so cool with that. And then we add up some other stuff to maybe have a certain amount of goals. And I love that. And to me, the big vision for that is, it's so important to say that I want people to be strong. I hate to see how weak people are, because I've been there. When I don't know if I ever told you the story. When I was in the army, I cleaned up my gun the wrong way. So the officer came and looked at me. I think it was a kind of a sergeant. I don't know what's that in English, but what his grade. It was an officer. He was someone who had to tell me what to do. And he was not satisfied with the way I cleaned my gun. He said, give me 20 push-ups. And I'm like, all right, drop down on the floor. And I couldn't perform fucking 20 push-ups. This pissed me off so much. I trained push-ups every day from that point on to get better at it, because I was embarrassed. I was like, how can I not be able to do 20 push-ups? I mean, I think I was 19 or something at that time.
Yeah.
But maybe 20. How can I not be able to do that in that age?
Yeah.
And later on, I was a little bit more fit and stuff like that. I couldn't even do a pull-up. And when I went to my new unit in the Elborne, it was like, it was just sports in the morning. We did like 100 push-ups and I don't know how many pull-ups. That was normal. And I wasn't even able to do one pull-up. And the sergeant there looked at me, how can you not be able to do one pull-up? You stay hanging there until you can do one. And I was hanging there and I fell off because my grip strength was shit. And he said, go back up there. And I jumped on it, tried to grip it, and I fell off again. And there was already, my hands were open, blood was running down my arms. And I was like, fucking hell, how can I be that weak that I can't do this? I mean, we're not even in a fighting situation, but I'm not even able to do the sport that we do in the morning to wake up. It's not a big thing. I can't do that. Fuck, I need to do something about it. And that was when I was so weak that I learned, okay, weakness is just not an option to me. It's just not an option. I don't want to be weak. And that was the big thing in my head when I learned that. And then I saw later on when I started my fitness career, I was like, I want other people to be strong as well. I hated to see people being weak. And that's not, I don't even mean it in a bad way. It was like, I see that and I see how much that takes from you, from your confidence, from how you view the world, how you view things. I mean, how many people do you know who are not able to just maybe climb above a wall or something? The easy things. How can we not be able to do stuff like that? And that was the thing when I said, okay, gotta do something about it. This is the vision that I have. I want to make people as strong as possible. This is why I say we need to start in the beginning and we need to bring them as far as possible. You start wherever you are, and we go from there. And if you are a world-class athlete, then we bring you there, you know, but start somewhere, do what you can, and just fucking do it. Let's get strong.
Well, I have so many thoughts right now. I don't even know how to phrase all of that. But I mean, I have almost the same experience. I wasn't in the army, but I was into training already for like 2 or 3 months, just doing home workouts with 2 dumbbells. And it was like bodybuilding style, only working the arms and the chest, nothing else. And then one day, because of course, if you are in training, like 2 or 3 months in, you're going to realize a lot of people are doing pull-ups. And I've tried to do some pull-ups. I wanted to see where I'm at, you know, expecting that after this training, I should be able to like rep out 5 reps, you know, easily. And I'm there hanging on the bar and I freaking couldn't do 3 reps without kicking, you know, like it was terrible. Like the idea of being so weak was scary for me, you know, like things needed to change. And then from there on, I completely switched my focus, completely switched the way I train and went into calisthenics, because I just didn't want to have this, you know, like you're training and you freaking can't control your body weight. How do you even give yourself the privilege to go and control external load? You know, that was like my viewpoint then. And I like the fact that I took that path, because it taught me a lot. And then, as you said, like before, once you excel in bodyweight training, whatever you do afterwards, it's just much, much easier, because the coordination aspect of things when it comes to bodyweight training is so huge, and that you don't need that so much with free weights, no? And once you have that understanding with bodyweights, the carryover to free weights is just immense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try and apply the same principle to my own clients here. And with goals, just like you said, going from this more general approach, a more general ground of just being strong. I like the idea of being like strong for life, you know, like having this strength training benefit you in everyday life and not be something that's interfering and negative, because that's not the purpose of it. You know, like you should have a better quality of life, both short term and long term, by doing this. I don't want clients to be wrecked afterwards and not be able to function properly, both physically and mentally. So I always check on them, you know, were you sore? How was it after your session? How was your sleep and everything? Because that's so important. Like, I don't want this to interfere with how you feel. And then like from this general ground of being strong, you find your own identity within the strength training realm. You know, there are so many things you can pick and go into. Like, I want to be a bodybuilder, I want to be a powerlifter, I want to be a weighted calisthenics athlete. And, you know, go for that. Like, this fun aspect of things, it's huge. Like, it's going to affect your how consistent you are and how dedicated you are to the process so immensely. So it's really important, as we said before, like setting goals, having fun, and having like the idea, okay, doing a muscle ups, that idea seems fun to me, I want to go for that. Like, that's not a bad reason to have a goal. If it's fun, if it seems fun, go for it. It doesn't have to be like exclusively performance related. It doesn't have to be like anything too specific. If it makes fun, then go for it. And like having this multifaceted approach to goals, like different reasons for having different goals, it's also, I think, a really important thing, because like, sure, you want to have performance oriented goals, but try and have, you know, like the fun goals, and also have quality of life goals, and also have, you know, I don't know, rehab goals, whatever. Yeah. Having all of those, tackling different facets, is just going to make a more holistic approach to the journey, and the journey itself is going to be more enjoyable. Yeah. A lot of things now, so I don't know if any of that makes sense.
That's us chatting, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. All right. And I think we have the exact, this is the approach that we have here. You know, we are renaming barbell coaching into strength and skills, because that's what we do, because we want you to be strong and having the skills to have an amazing life. And that's such an important thing, because Lado is right now telling about the clients that he has having in Munich. If you are living in Munich and you wanna get in touch with Rado, just do it. Rado_Bosic on Instagram, message him, and you guys can make yourself an appointment with him in Munich. But if you're not living there, you can easily get in touch with us as well. Yeah, I mean, you just check us out on the Instagram as well, Nick_Tibu or Rado_Bosic, or you just check out our coaching page, Strength and Skills. And from there on, we get in touch wherever you are in the world. We have clients from America, from Australia, from all over Europe. I mean, it doesn't matter to us, because we are going into your circumstances, whatever you have for training. If it's a big gym or just a barbell and some rings, that's good as well. I mean, I love these people who train at home with a minimum of equipment as well. But if you need any help there, just and you like the idea of how we think about training, we want you to be in the world of strength and how your lifestyle should be. And then, well, then just hit us up. Shoot us a message, and we're going to get an appointment and have a call, and let's just talk about it, how we can develop that stuff, you know. And I think that's a very important one to end this big episode of our thoughts in time, as it's probably more than 40 minutes now. So now you had a little insight into the way we view the world at that point. So if you like that, please let us know. And it would be amazing if you like this episode, please just put it in your stories and tag us. It would be amazing, and such a pleasure to know how many people do listen to this, because I've been in touch with so many people. I just messaged with a guy from Australia, and he said, yeah, I had my first competition, because I just fell over him on Instagram, and he had his first weighted competition in Australia. And I was like, hey man, good performance, I like it, good thing. And he's, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, maybe you want to get in touch with some more content and stuff like that. Here's the Strength and Skills podcast, just listen to it. And he was like, oh, you're the guy? He was already listening to it. That was crazy. I didn't know about it. So if you're one of those guys somewhere in the world listening to this podcast, just do me the favor and just tag us, post it in your stories and tag us. You know, it would be so amazing to hear where the people from all over the world listen to this, because this is the English one. We do have a German one, and of course that's more in the German speaking area, but this English one here, this is going international, and it would be so amazing to know where you guys are from and listening to this. And I would love to get in touch with you guys. I'm so happy about that. So cool.
Awesome.
Well then, do you have any last words for us?
No, honestly, I mean, a lot of thoughts today. Hopefully someone was able to pick up something from it. And yeah, enjoy the episode. I mean, it's done already. See you in the next one. That's from me. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thank you for listening, and have a good one. See you in the next episode, guys.